Captain Blakesley from Shrewsbury, originally. He is stationed out on Travis Air Force Base and was hitchhiking his way across the country. And he knew Uncle, although he wasn't Catholic. He said he knew of Uncle. You know, I'm hoping, just a second. I thought I had my magnet a little bit close to this thing, and I was afraid it might be, you know, not working quite right. Anyhow, back to the story. The next morning we got up and went to 7 o'clock Mass. We were told it was a Mass at German Church at 7 o'clock, and we got there, no Mass, 7:30. And not only was it a high Mass, and whoever heard having a high Mass at 7:30 in the morning, the priest gave a sermon before the Mass, during the Mass. Consequently, we were there so long that we couldn't stay. We just got to the consecration and had to leave because we had to get a train out to Munich and then on to Garmisch because it's quite a journey. You know, Frankfurt's 1,500 miles from here. So this was on Sunday. So we did. We had to leave. I hope the good Lord will forgive us. But anyhow, it was something. The people... It's so different from Spain. The people are really well-dressed, and it's one place where the Marshall Plan worked, really. Business is booming. The prices are quite comparable to the United States. Germany is not cheap. And the women, they still wear rather drab colors, and there wasn't a pretty hat in the place. They were the most horrible hats. But anyhow, we drove on down to, we took a train, a second-class train, which was not comfortable, but neither were the first-class trains, down to Munich. And I thought that Ray Gaffney was there, but we were there such a short time, and I had no way of getting in touch with him. So then we got the train to Garmisch, and of course, Garmisch was just a perfect delight. As you're driving along or riding along, it's really, you can see the scenery changing. And the Germans are really industrious. They build little houses that are sort of like garages, and not as big as our garage, but kind of cute. And then a little plot of ground, very small, not as big as our backyard, but they have it all planted. And you'll see them out there working there, and they must go into the little houses and change their clothes or something. But as you go along into the Bavarian Alps, which, of course, is where Garmisch is, not too far from Berchtesgaden, the houses change. They become more like what we picture the houses in Switzerland to be like, with the paintings out in front, religious paintings, most of them, and the wide eaves, so I can't remember whether it's so that the snow will fall off or so it won't fall off. I guess so it will fall off. And very charming houses and colorful flowers and lots of evergreen trees mixed in with deciduous trees. As I say, the green really impressed us so much. And I can't pronounce in German or in any other language the names of their mountains there in Garmisch, but they are beautiful with the snow, and I guess during the winter it's quite a resort area. And we got into, as I say, a perfectly charming little town, and the hotel we were staying there was the Von Steuben. And when we got there, the chief nurse in the European theater, Colonel Hammerland, greeted us, and there were about 160 nurses there. And and two other Navy nurses were from Naples, and of course the two of us, and the majority were Army, but there were many that were Air Force also, and they had come from all over England and France and all over. And coming up, you go through such towns as Stuttgart and all these little towns. Well, I'll tell you a little bit more about that as I go on. So Monday, we went to the meeting. One of the Navy nurses I had duty with at St. Albans, Miss Schmidt, she had been assistant chief nurse there, and she was chief nurse here now in Naples. They had driven up. But everybody was so congenial, and everyone took you out and everything. And we went to the meetings on Monday, and I can't tell you what all the meetings are about, not that they were so classified, but that would take me forever and a day, I'm afraid, to... tell you what they discussed. The Army nurses and the Army Medical Service Corps presented some of their problems, etc. And I'm very grateful that I'm not in the Army, and I'm very grateful I'm not in the Air Force, and I'm grateful that while Rota is certainly not the garden spot of the world, that I could be in many worse places. And I think this was brought home very realistically to us. And I sort of feel here I have to say I kind of owe an apology to Callie's niece, because for a long time, whenever Callie would say that her niece was going here or going there, I was beginning to think that the kid was full of bull. But it's from their way they set things up, this is quite possible that they don't know from one... they may well think they're going to Vietnam or to one place or another, and then they don't go, but then the next day they might go. They have some sort of a system where they have like almost like an on-call, and I'll explain that a little bit to you, too. Well, in the afternoon, the meetings did not concern us primarily, so we went to Oberammergau with the other two Navy nurses, and of course the Passion Play was not on or anything, but it was nice to see. And the little town has does all kinds of wood carving. I bought some slides, which I'll send home to you. I also got a camera that with a light meter so that I shouldn't have difficulty with them taking pictures. But as I said, the Bavarian Alps are quite enchanting, I guess is the word. And that evening we had a dinner at the General Patton Hotel, and this is a place where the documents concerning the capitulation of Germany was signed. And of course they have a big painting of General Patton there. And they had a nice dinner, and the army nurses from Munich did a little bit of entertaining. Of course, homespun talent, except one girl, Marcia Jones is her name, she's a lieutenant in the hospital there, one of the hospitals there, played the guitar and banjo, and she was just excellent. She should be in the television and radio. She's that good. And her father is Grandpappy Jones of Grand Ole Opry. Now, she didn't sing Grand Ole Opry style, but she sang modern folk songs and calypso, and just as I say, tremendous. But they also had some Tyrolean dancers, you know, the men with the leather pants that do the slapping and everything and the polka. And though they could out-yell the people in Chicopee, I think, you know, with the yoo-hoo, you know, they really could. And the women were very plainly dressed. But and the women, of course, in the streets, it's not uncommon to see them wearing an apron, even today. But they're so clean and friendly and everything. And they danced and entertained for about, almost 2 hours, I'd say. And they were excellent. And we just enjoyed watching them so much. Some of the Air Force nurses were there, the young kids, you know, in their Air Force dress uniforms, and they looked awfully cute. They had a little ruffle with a silver cummerbund. And these girls were from England, and one was from Bird Drop, England. And I asked her how she liked it, and she said, well, it's just like its name. So I guess she wasn't too happy. And their tours of duty are 3 years, so I guess I can't want to stop and think that I'll get home before she will, and she's already been over here almost a year and a half. The next day, on Tuesday, we went to more nurses' meetings, and you find out more of their problems and, things like what special forces are doing and what veterinary medicine is doing over here. They inspect all our meat, which I didn't know. And things of that sort. As I say, it was quite enlightening as to what they did. And at least on the base, we have American-type current, but over here, of course, they don't. I mean, you know, in the economy, they don't. But in Germany or any of those places, all their current is European current, so they have all kinds of problems trying to run washing machines. And one of the places, I tried to use an iron. And it was so funny because the iron was all written in German, and I didn't know when it was off. The only thing I could recognize was nylon, so I ironed in nylon on nylon. It was a silk dress anyway. So while we're at that meeting, or at one of the luncheons or something, I met a nurse, an army nurse, who was from, of all places, Springfield. Her name was Judith May, and she was a graduate of the Springfield Hospital. And her cousin had been a Navy nurse. I vaguely remember her cousin. We had quite a nice chat. And she's an anesthetist in some small place in France. And that night, they had a dinner at a place called the Casa Carioca, which is a very, very lovely nightclub. I don't know if it's run by Americans or whether it's run by Germans or who runs it, but it's a very nice little place. And we went over there anyway, and they had an ice show, and it was fantastic. It was 2 hours long anyway, You know, not just a couple of skaters, a whole production, and they were very, very fine. Most of them were young skaters, and I'm certain that many of them were. I mean, some of them were around 16 or 17. We had a ringside seat. I sat with a couple of Air Force nurses, and the nurse, just a minute.